It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in Warrington. You can join us at the Chickies in South Philly Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m. for the Brandon Graham Show. Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Every Friday, 4 o'clock, Ron Jaworski joins us. Jaws, how are we feeling?
Absolutely terrific. I've gotten over that tough game Monday night. And boy, it was just a weird week for me, and I've listened to you guys a lot this week as well. For 58 minutes and 20 seconds, we got a win in our pocket, and we find a way to lose at the end and just raise nothing but questions.
You know, it's interesting talking to or listening to players talk after the game, talking to Brandon Graham after the game. How hard is it to evaluate how you played when the win is right there on the cusp and it's really 2 minutes that seem to cost you the game?
Well, you know, I think we're all more critical of ourselves and our team when there's a loss, and I think that's the way it should be. I know I could probably feel the same way. I know, you know, when I played, it was kind of the same thing. When we won, you kind of forget things, the bad plays. But when you lose, you know, they're highlighted, and that's what makes it hard to live with all week. And you got to hear the coaches the next day go over every nuance of your assignment and make sure you get it right. And you know, sometimes they skip over them when you win. We won, it's no big deal. You know, but when you lose, boy, they're highlighted.
You know, I don't want to belabor this because I'm sure you've answered the question so far, but I want to get it on the record for this show. What did you think of the decision to throw on third and three and then the decision to kick the field goal on fourth down?
I actually think both were right. To me, it's real simple. Catch the damn ball. You know, the game's over. Now, you could then question maybe the kick on the fourth down, but hey, in today's league right now, the way these kickers are kicking a damn football, 60-yarders are like chip shots now. So I think you want to give the other team's offense, if you don't say convert it, you know, the length of the field to go, 70 yards to go. Unfortunately, the Atlanta Falcons did. But I really have no problem with the play calling.
Yeah. That's the way I looked at it, Jaws. You put the ball in the hands of two of your best players there. You got Jalen as the quarterback, and you got Saquon out there in the flats. That play there, to me, they're going for the win. That's why they brought Kellen Moore here. He dialed up the right play. The players just got to execute. Although I will say I like Saquon taking accountability after the game and even Jalen for the final drive taking accountability. I've talked about that a couple times this week, Jaws.
They're both pros. Let's be realistic about it. Saquon is an outstanding player, an outstanding leader, and he's a stand-up kind of guy. And I would say the same thing about Jalen. They don't look for excuses. But they had run a play with that trips right, three tight ends, a number of times throughout the game. And they finally, you know, said, hey, okay, now rather than run out of that formation, we're going to throw it. They knew it was going to be open. They're loading the box. Atlanta was filling that box up there. Just get on the edge of the defense. It's an easy, simple catch and throw. He just dropped the football. And you can't say any more about it. I thought he catches the ball. You know, he slides down, the game over, and we all go get a beer.
Yep. Why can't we get Dallas Goedert more involved in the offense? Why do you think we can't get him more involved in the offense?
It's puzzling to me. In fact, you know, one of my things to look for, you know, when I did the pregame show, Comcast Sports, and I said, you know, what to look for? I thought Dallas Goedert would be the guy that would pick up the slack. You know, with AJ out, someone's got to. Smitty's going to get the double team with AJ being out. And, you know, to me, it was Dallas Goedert. I thought would be the guy that they would you know kind of go to. But you know, I noticed, you know, kind of last season that Goddard wasn't separating as much as he was earlier in his career. So maybe the fact is, you know, Father Time's catching up, and you know you lose a step in this game, when linebackers start to cover you, you got a problem. Not that they are covering consistently, but there doesn't seem to be a design of the offense to kind of really feature him in the game plan.
How close, so going into this season, Jaws, we all talked about this being such a high-powered offense with, you know, a star-level quarterback and a running back, two wide receivers. In the two games you've seen, how close do you think the Eagles are to their, you know, top efficiency that you think where they should and could be from an offensive perspective this year?
I still think you have a ways to go on both sides of the football. We think offensively that's where it seems like we've spent our money and that's where the stars are. The defensive line on the defensive side of the ball is where the stars are, and we kind of spent our money. But I've always felt, and I played for a lot of different coaches, you know, and throughout my career, the coaches that I played for, head coaches, won close to 1,000 games. So I played for good coaches. And I've always felt, they felt, you need four games to figure your team out. You know, especially, and I think it's even harder now with training camp, you know, being what it is. There's no contact. And I think You know, when I watched that game, the guy that jumped out at me was Zach Bond, who I thought really struggled with cut blocks, you know, because you don't practice cut blocks because you can't. You don't practice and you don't spend time because you don't want to get guys hurt. Also, to get in the game, you can cut block, and some guys don't handle them well. And Ike would know more about that than me because he played that position, so it's hard. Yeah. But I think the offense is still trying to find themselves. I'm seeing some really good things. You know, I finally saw some quick counts. You know, the plays coming on time. That's a, you know, first sound, a hut, everybody goes. Not wasting 10 seconds there letting the defense adjust. So I saw some good things there. So there was some good things design-wise to get the ball out on the perimeter. I would like to see more stretch running. In fact, you're going to see the hell of the outside zone this week from the New Orleans Saints. They are running the hell out of it and with very good effectiveness. And, you know, they got a guy named Alvin Kamara who does it really, really well. And I think Saquon Barkley would do a much better job running some of those outside zone runs with the quarterback under center. Quarterback under center. That opens up the running game and the play-action pass game. We just don't seem to, you know, under Nick Sirianni have found the use for that type of offense. But I think with our offensive line, get a man on a man on a man and kick someone's butt and let's go. Rather than all these, you know, highfalutin fancy, let's zone read to the outside and, you know, let's run our quarterback and quarterback draws and let's get him outside the pocket. We got one of the best offensive line in football. We've got a great running back. Let's utilize him in a power running game.
So let me ask you this, Josh. Kellen Moore, when he was in San Diego, had quarterback under center. Kellen Moore, when he was in Dallas, had the quarterback under center. For what reason do you think that Jalen Hurts is not more under center with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, if you look at the history of Jalen Hurts, you know, to Alabama, Oklahoma, here in Philadelphia, he's pretty much always been a shotgun quarterback. And to me, you know, if your quarterback's not comfortable under center, unless it's a tush-push, you're going to put him in the shotgun. But I think, you know, when you're in the shotgun, it really does limit your running game. So I think it's more done because probably, hey, I can't read his mind. I don't know why. I don't know if he's told any media people or players that, you know, I don't like being, you know, under center. I don't know that to be fact. But I assume the amount of shotgun that they use, he's probably not very comfortable with it.
One thing we talk about with Jalen a lot, callers call about it, is his ability. And I'm asking you this as a regular person, as you, as somebody who studies the film and an Eagles quarterback, is we talk about his ability to go through progressions, you know, check down the first option, second option, third option. How do you think he is this year so far as a quarterback going through those reads?
Yeah, I think he's been average. I think he's got to get better at it. And, I think and there's so many statistics out there now. And if you look at where he is right now, he's actually from snap to throw or sack, he's probably the slowest release quarterback in the NFL. And when I look at the plays on tape, I do see some opportunity to get rid of the football quickly. So I think there is some validity to that, you know, he does hold on to the ball too long and doesn't get through his progression fast enough. I'll tell you, when he gets what he expects to get, what the play is called to attack, he's phenomenal. But when he's got to go through two and three, then he struggles a little bit.
How would you help? Let me see this defense in this game come Sunday, Jaws. They go out there. I don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to get many stops. And I'm not sure what Coach Fangio can do. They're not going to change up the personnel. They can only do so much scheme-wise. Offensively, what would you do going into this game Sunday?
The Eagles offense or the
yes, the yeah. Eagles if you're defense. The Eagles offense, yes.
But by the way, everyone's been talking about New Orleans' offense, you know, scoring 91 points in two games in their last game last year. They scored 40, so the last three games they're averaging over 40 points a game. But their defense is also very, very good. You know, they got veteran guys, they got playmakers on the defensive side of the football, and they've been playing with the lead. And Ike, you played the position. You know how much easier it's playing with the lead. They're a high-scoring team. They run the football very, very effectively. They got a mauling offensive line. You know, and you got a guy like Alvin Kamara who can bounce anything to the outside, and the quarterback Derek Carr playing as well as I've ever seen him play. So offensively, they're going to score points. Vic Fangio's got his work cut out for him this week because he's going to have to be creative. Vic, we all know coming here, he's not Wink Martindale where he can get crazy blitzes every other down. He's a basic, fundamental, solid, rock solid defensive coach, but he likes to keep those safeties deep. Also, if you've got to start cheating safeties down in the box to defend the run, you're going to be vulnerable in the secondary. So I think where I'm going to watch real close is what Vic's going to do from a design schematically.
So, you know, New Orleans, tough place to play, scoring a lot of points against a defense that can't stop the run. What chances do you give the Eagles of going into New Orleans on Sunday and actually winning this game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough game. You know, they're coming off a Sunday night game. You know, by the way, I think the Atlanta Falcons are a very good football team. I was much surprised after not only watching the game, but when I looked at the tape, I said, around playoff time, we could be talking about the Eagles and Falcons in a playoff matchup. They're both really, really solid football teams. But I am very, very nervous about this game going down to New Orleans. You know, they're playing good football. They got a hot quarterback right now. They got a hot running back. Their defense is good. This is going to be a really difficult matchup for our defensive line against their offensive line. And our linebackers, they better be filling quickly because they will run that stretch game, and you got to fly with that running back or they're going to be in for a long night.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jaws. I haven't decided what my pick is. We do it at the end of the show. And picking the Eagles feels like a hope more than reality. To be quite honest, I'll probably end up picking them because
for my pick, it's okay.
Yeah, I can't. We only have with the two games we have, which is all we have to go on, and we know who the players are. It just seems very difficult to pick the Eagles on Sunday, knowing what we know so far this season.
I would agree with you. If A.J. Brown was playing, I would pick the Eagles to win. I think they're going to lose 35-31.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
That's awesome, Jaws.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Hey, I'm rooting for him like hell, but I'm a homer, but when you make your picks, got to be, you know, try to be right.
Well, your homer has us within four, to be quite honest with you.
Feels like a win?
Yeah. All right. Well, you can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. We appreciate you having on every Friday with us. Thanks for the call in, Jaws.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
There it is. Well, we're going to get somebody who will put you in a better mood right after Jack tells you something very, very important.
Listen, Jaws said Derek Carr's hot. I think he's an attractive guy, but we don't have to go
over the top.
Yeah. Does he wear eyeliner one year?
Let's not start that rumor. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Just kidding.
There's nothing wrong with eyeliner.
No. What? You all know that by now. I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is right in my backyard and where I got my first car in high school. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family, and now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a newer certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester, and now Scott Honda of Vineland, New Jersey. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com, and tell them Fritz sent you.
I don't think we've ever needed Rios as much as we need him right now. You know? Rios from North Philly. Sir, the floor is yours.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, check it out. Hey, Spike, you saying, yeah, I mean, to maybe put in a good mood. We'll see whatever the hell everybody feels after this. But one thing, I'm a realist, so I'm going to just let things go. But let me say one thing first. So listen to the show here and there. I remember, I don't know if it was you, Spike, or Jack, said something to a caller about, what was the play that you like of Ike Reese? Let me just say something. Let me just say this here. I'm going to put this out there and give you a flowers so you know from a man from the hood, from the man
there.
From the hood where other people from the hood know, your name was a freaking household name. And I'll tell you why. People knew who the hell was Ike Reese. There's a lot of Eagles that people don't know, but people knew who the hell was Ike Reese. Why? Because just like I say, I know you, man. I know you from the stuff you've done on that freaking field. You know, you'll make a tackle, just your mannerisms with your body, how you just got that excitement, and I know you like to knock people's heads off. And just when you was talking with Elliot, I know in certain things you feel, I know when you're feeling disgust with all this soft sucker stuff. I know you do, man, because I know what type of cloth you're cut from. So I'm going to
just
say
that. But
what
happened against the Packers in 2003?
Shut up, Jack.
Let him cook, you idiot.
I'm going to just say that and leave that like that. Jack, this ain't no fun times because this passion right now for these Eagles been since I freaking born. And look, right now I just told Buzz, no freaking music, man. I'm flowing with the spirit. I'm flowing with the spirit, and it is whatever is well-deserved and whatever I say, so no freaking music. But that's your flowers, just so you know. If you didn't know, if nobody from the hood told you, from people who couldn't even buy freaking tickets to go to a game, you was a household freaking name.
No, I appreciate the hood held me down. Jack lived in Westchester. He didn't know.
Look, I watched you lose the 0-2 championship game at Lake Tahoe.
Shut up, Jack!
Not now!
Lake Tahoe.
Look, let's talk. Let me get my mind right, because I was thinking. Right. Let's talk about this, man. Look, man, like we were two straight freaking games, and the city and the freaking media pretty much talk about, you know, how we freaking look as a football team, mm-hmm, huh? Who had aspirations and did things this offseason for one freaking reason, and that was to win the Super Bowl. And yeah, y'all hear all the talk, stuff that's not good about our football team. We get no freaking respect. You hear all the talk about our freaking coach, our quarterback, our freaking defense. I'm going to tell y'all something, gentlemen. Take it all in. Let them talk, because quite frankly, we don't look special in multiple areas as a freaking team. Also, after 2 weeks, man, as a freaking football team, the feeling in the air to me don't feel good at all. Everybody seems uptight. Everybody seems nervous. And everybody seems sensitive. What the hell? Are y'all men or Mr. Softies? Are y'all ready for the smoke or y'all suckers? Do you want to bring the pain or do you want to just go home and eat your freaking milk and cookies, suckers? Let me tell you something, man, because I tell you this, I have a low tolerance of sensitive sucker stuff when men want to mope around and wave the white freaking flag. Yo, there's no damn giving up, gentlemen. Y'all embarrass yourselves, this city. Yo, with y'all eHarmony actions and letting the team come to our home, them Falcons coming to our home and do what they want to do to us. And you know what they did? They did exactly as PG-13. Yeah, you, I hope you listen, Paul George, did just like him when he was playing with Indiana in the playoffs, and all he wanted to do was hug the Phantom of the Flopper, and that is a.k.a. LeBron James, and then let LeBron James do what he wanted to do to him. So that's why I call him a sucker. But anyway, to me, this is a must-win game. And yeah, I've said it, put it out there, real said it. It's a must-win game more for the team's mental, for the mental all over the city and the freaking team, because the feeling doesn't feel good. Being so as y'all on the precipice of freaking dismantled destruction. Y'all need to get mad, talk your talk, walk your walk, look in the mirror, and remind yourselves of who the hell y'all are. All this freaking talk, oh, we didn't have A.J. Brown and don't have A.J. again. So, next man's freaking up. Don't we have a whole bunch of killers on our squad? Then step the hell up. Show A.J. that he could relax, he could get himself fresh, so he ain't got to rush himself back and may injure himself again. We cannot come out and be freaking soft. Defense, y'all better act like y'all have some freaking life on that football field, gentlemen. Offense, y'all better run the freaking ball tough and use all dimensions on the freaking football field when y'all passing it. Man, what y'all gonna do? This is a violent sport. Oh. You need violence to get results. Yep. Ain't no freaking room for slap and tickle. One more thing, guys. Before y'all go in that field, look at your family's pictures. Who's the freaking leader in your family? Who's the freaking leader?
Me.
Me.
Let me tell y'all something.
Jill.
Put freaking blood on the damn grass.
Oh no!
He blacked out.
Peace. No, he said peace at the end.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought he said E.
Every once in a while, so sometimes Rios calls when he's walking his kids.
Yep. Yeah.
So now every time he calls, I imagine he's walking his kids.
That one was not with the kids.
Yeah.
That was not with the kids.
That was alone.
Yeah, that was alone.
Man,
yep.
I don't know whether to run through a wall or run and hide. Usually after Rios,
dude. If I could have one request,
yeah.
Let him talk to the team one time.
Oh, my God.
It would be amazing.
One halftime speech, one
pregame. No, we need a pregame. Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine Rios freaking curse.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Might be too much.
We need him the night before the game.
Right. Yes.
So they can sleep on it.
I don't know if they'd sleep after that, to be quite honest with you. Holy moly. 215-592-9494. No one's topping Rios today.
No.
So
no.
If the Eagles win on Sunday, is it because the defense got better or the offense played up to what it's capable of doing? Coming up next, Joel Embiid, $190 more million.
Get excited. Awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about the extension next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in Warrington. Join us here today for the grand opening of the new patio, live music, and tons of giveaways tonight. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.